Okay, so we don't have so much time, but if you remember, we noted that the Bavli seems to have a binary. Let's just remember where we were. The Bavli seems to have a binary. Either you hold that Pat Yisrael is a chiyuv and Pat Akum is forbidden, or you think that there is no such prohibition, and because people couldn't handle it, sounds like the Gzeira dissolved. The Rushalmi, however, complicated the story a little bit. So the Rushalmi complicated it in a few ways, right? The Rushalmi complicated it. I have one of the extra packets. I'm not sure whose it was. One was the Gemara specifically added the reason that they permitted it, right? Was imum. Like, it doesn't really make sense to permit it, but they did because people needed it. And the second point from the Yerushalmi was that it raised the possibility, though it rejects it, that there's actually three levels, not two. Namely, there's Pat Akum, which remains forbidden, Pat Yisrael, which is permitted, and Pat Palter, right, from a baker, which is permitted, or maybe permitted when there is no other option. However, again, Yerushalmi itself rejects this, right? It raises this as a possibility, but rejects it. What we noted, and this is what is odd, is that this Palter thing, A, gets incorporated into Psak, and B, the idea of there being an ideal also gets incorporated into Psak. So at least want to look at the Shach with you today. Actually, I want to look at two things for you. I want to look at the Rush. I want to look at the Shach. So you turn to page 5 here. Okay, here. I'm going to share it. So, page 5. Say it again. Seemingly, yes.
Where? What do you mean, page 5?
Or it's only allowed if it's in certain cases, right? Pat Akum is allowed in certain cases, or if there's a paper or something.
Oh, like sorry. This is the Bishul Akum one. You're right. This is the wrong one. I guess I gave you all my copies. Okay. Well, or you want to share with me, whatever.
Give me 10 seconds to see around.
Did I have one
more?
I thought I gave them all to you, but... Pot is bread. Akum is idolater.
Okay, so then...
Oh, wait, Kochavim was allowed.
So the Bavli says Pat Akum is allowed, the Yushalmi says that it's forbidden.
No, it also says it's permitted in the end.
Oh, it also says it's permitted.
Yeah, good. Okay, so share with Mordechai. So look at 5 on the left-hand side. This is the Shulchan Arush. He says, Shasha'al to binyan pat shel goyim, im ratzel lomar dafka she'afau b'veito. So now someone explicitly asks the Rush, and he says, when you say that you're allowed to have bread of non-Jews, do you mean that even what we call pot balabatim, right, pot bread baked privately, is permitted? Or do you mean only, right, or do you mean minashuk? What do you mean? The impachal balabatim asr b'chol inyan, avim asr lo'oto yisrael imshalchu la'achar mahu. And if you say that that which is baked in someone's house is forbidden, does that mean for everybody? Or maybe only for the person that he privately baked it for? Right? Right? So that, you know, that same, the pastry chef that, you know, privately baked a wonderful artisan bread for Mordechai, so maybe there's a concern there of romance, but if Mordechai, right, Mordechai passes it on to someone who doesn't know this beautiful pastry chef, right? He passes it on to Mo. What's the problem? So he says, Dasha Patrigoim Nasar Kamo Shlako. So first he says, first of all, you should know that bread is forbidden like cooked foods. Utravayim Mishum Chatnu, and in both cause of intermarriage. Ve'in lehem heter ben bebet goy ben bebet Israel. And therefore, both are forbidden, whether it was done in the Jew's house or non-Jew's house. What? Didn't we say that's not true? He says, yeah. Rak shebeitin osifu lachzor b'achrona. But when it came to pot, beitin then later retracted. V'lo asru elo b'veit goy. So now what does the Rush do? He incorporates the rejected Hava Mina in the Yerushalmi. Meaning, it incorporates the Hava Mina, the rejected Yerushalmi, that even when we said Parakum is permitted, we mean only pot which was baked in a business context. But pot that was baked in a private context remains forbidden. Right? Remains forbidden. So one second. V'makom shenagol pi Rushalmi liknot min apalter. And he says, in a place where they have a minhag based on the Rushalmi to permit buying from a baker. Now, that's weird, right? Because Argyrus and the Yerushalmi rejects that Hava Mina, but clearly, what does the Rush have as a tradition? Either he doesn't have the Yerushalmi himself, or he has a different Girsa than the Yerushalmi. But what is the tradition that he quotes from the Yerushalmi? That which is rejected as a Hava Mina in our Yerushalmi is accepted lahalacha. Namely, that when we said we roll back the prohibition, we mean we only roll it back for bread produced commercially. And then he says it's permitted even if a private person buys it from a business and then brings it to you, right? So even if your beautiful non-Jewish next door neighbor goes out and buys a gorgeous artisan bread and brings it as a present to Rudy, you would say, aha, now it's us. Sir, the answer is no. It is permitted because the bread was produced by a palter. V'shel balabatim asur v'chol inyon v'ein lo heter. But the ones that's produced by the balabayit it remains forbidden. Right now, similarly, right now it's not just the Rush that has this version. Listen to the Rambam. The Rambam says, this is Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud Bet. Avo bisasru pat goyim, even though Chazal forbade bread of non-Jews, yesh mikomot shemikilin bedavar, there are places that are lenient, right? So already the Rambam hedges here, right? It's not that he says it's definitely permitted. He says there are places that permit. Vilokin pat menanachdo magoy, and they allow you to buy from a baker, the makom shein shem nachum Yisrael. If there is no Jewish baker, uvisade in the field mibnei shishad atchak, that is incorporated from the Yerushalmi. Remember the Yerushalmi, that there might be a difference between the sadeh and not, right? Necessity. Even though again, lahalacha, the Yerushalmi seems to be very lenient, but all these things, at least in our version of the Yerushalmi, are rejected as hava amina. The Rosh, the Rambam clearly have traditions or have versions of the Yerushalmi where they're accepted, right? Aval pat balibatim ein sham mishemora balahekel lahekel. But privately produced bread, there is no one who is lenient. Sheikar agzera mishum chadnut. Why? Because the gzera is chadnut. Vim yochol pat balibatim yavod lisod etzlan. And you would, and if you permit private bread, then you're going to eat at their house. Now, correct, but that's because, right, there's a formality to this. Correct, but there's still a formality to the Isser, right? Meaning, in the end of the day, you're right. That's why they say it. There's a Nisvara, you're right. That should be the case, but what are you supposed to do, right? I mean, what are you supposed to do? Whatever. What do you mean?
Meaning, if she comes in, like, if I'm moving in, she brings me, like, freshly baked bread and sweatpants, like, hey, why don't we eat this bread together? That still seems like that should be us, sir.
It should be, and maybe you should avoid it. But again, the question of there's the question of formality. Remember, I told you that one of the things you got to wonder in this sugyot is what exactly do you get from the fact that, yes, the Chazal could have done this, right? Meaning they could have forbidden it, and they didn't. Now, the question is why? Is it because, and this is the major question, is it that they could have, but as we saw already in the Yerushalmi, Mishum Chayi Nefesh. It's just impossible. They couldn't forbid everything, and therefore, they couldn't. But maybe, if you have a head on your shoulders, you should avoid it. Or, is it that Chazal are actively trying to construct a very complicated set of rules that circumscribes but does not eliminate the possibility of connection with non-Jews? Yeah, right, meaning, right, that's the,
While your neighbor is bringing over the bread, if you're thinking misvaro, is this allowed or is this not allowed, then you won't really have much.
Right. So now, if you look quickly, at least I want to get through this. So if you look now, look at page 6, look at Shulchan Aruch. So Siv Bet. Yesh mekamot shemekilin bedavar. Exactly like the Rambam. He quotes, right, Shulchan Aruch quotes like the Rambam. There are some places where they're lenient. Belochim pat ninachtom ha'ovi kolchavim. B'makom she'en sham nachtom Yisrael. Mipnei she'ishadatchak. Right, both qualifications, right? One is they are lenient when it comes to a baker. And two, it's only with b'shadatchak. The Ramah introduces the heter dafil b'makom shepat Yisrael matzui shari, that even when you have Jewish bread, it's still permitted, right? He doesn't limit it. Avol pacha balabatim ein sham mishemora balahakel, but no one is lenient about private bread. Sheikar gzer mishum chatnu, because the gzer was because of intermarriage. Now, it is very interesting that in this language, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, it's like a principal position, right? It can't be, right? I don't know what girsa they had. They didn't have in the Yerushalmi, but it can't be because, right, what do they think? As much as I keep pushing back and saying there's a formality, it's clear that this is not a halacha where the formality is divorced from the rationale. The rationale is alive and well and is affecting the way the post can actually formulate the law, right? They assume that chatnut is not just the philosophical background and the motivation for the law, but has juridical implications as well. We want to be make up till here. Exactly. Exactly. And then he continues, fine. And the Ramah says, v'lo mikri pad balabayt el masol uvnei veto. Now, this is Mo's point from before. So what's the difference? He said very simple. We take the most lenient perspective you can. Most lenient perspective is pot balabatim, something that he made for himself and his family. Avalaso limkor, but he made it to sell. Mikri palter. Avabisha'in darko bekach. Even though he's not normally a baker, but he made it for his school bake sale, the PTA bake sale, right? That's already palter. Baker. But he says, but by the same token that if a professional baker makes it for himself, mikri balabayit. That's called balabayit. So, now this is, right, weird. So if you look at the shach now, look at the shach in 8. Meaning, right, on the right-hand side here. V'mordechai katab, atam, l'vishodim ekom anogin heter, haynu mishum t'lo nitbashet iser pacha ovde kochavim b'tchila rag zera, ba'oto nam ekamot, l'fisha pacha ovde kochavim lo pashat isuro b'chol Yisrael. The reason we're more lenient is because the iser was not accepted. L'vizeh mashma dafilu pacha b'alei b'ayim mutter. Said, what's the symbol of the Bavli? That it's just mutter, right? We read the Bavli. There was no indication right? We saw the difference of Palter and non-Palter does not appear in the Bavli. It appears in the Rishami, at least in our years of the Rishami, it's rejected. Nevertheless, the Rambam accepts it. The Rosh accepts it. Clearly, there's something going on in your Rishami, or they have some other tradition. I don't know, right? And the Shach says, but wait a second, doesn't it sound like in the Bavli that the point is the Minhag just didn't take effect, the Halacha didn't take effect, and therefore it's Mutter? And he said, not only that, he says, again, his Yerushalmi seems to be different than ours, again, where he doesn't have the Yerushalmi, which he says, aha, and in the Yerushalmi, it does specifically say that bread produced privately is forbidden, but that could be according to the position that Pat Yisrael still exists. Right, that Pat Akum is forbidden. Behind the Mishum Distrilli, and it's Bashin Eser B'chol Mokomot. And that might be according to the position that it did spread. El Dechazer V'tir Mishum Chayin Evesh. And then they rolled it back. Paltor of Yichovim Heka Deleka Paltor Yisrael. Avaman Distrilli, lo nit Bashin Eser B'odam Nechom Eklal. But if you hold like the Bavli, that the Minog just didn't, the Minog, the Halacha just didn't take effect. B'chol Inyan Shari. V'zeh Yashavti Hashem Al Nachon. Machin Remet Yosef. Amat Kvator. L'adonir in Chiluk. He said, that's why the Beis Yosef kicks and screams and says, what is this arbitrary distinction? Aval, mi divrei oesem beheter, reish klal, barav, ater tzom, mivuor, dafil odin, shav, geter, bapat palter, af, tiga palter, Yisrael, osem, pat, shav, alabatim. But what can I do? Everyone says, right, la halacha, they are, good, now why? Now, the interesting thing here is that why, textually, it is very hard to ground this. Right? It's very hard to ground this. So, I think you have two options. You either say that what? That they have a different girsa, they have a different text, which is totally plausible. Meaning, as we know, the Yerushalmi's text is so corrupt in many places that it is very plausible there are different traditions of the Yerushalmi. And that is not even mildly unlikely, right? This is not the Bavli that has gone through tremendous amount of good editing. The Rishalmi is just, as we know, k'tzat a disaster. The more interesting thing is to say, to what extent is it more than that? Was this a substantive claim? Right? Namely, the language of the Rambam Shulchan Aruch is, it must be usur, because it's usur because of chadnut, and this is chadnut. Right, meaning, is it just they have a textual tradition, or is it they think that the halachot of Isrei Akum are actually continued to be legally affected by the rationale, and because the rationale is such that Pat Balabatim is just so obviously wrong, right? Therefore, they rule that it's forbidden. Now again, they both could be true. It could be that they're convinced that maybe they had a text of the Yerushalmi that didn't reject the pot palter, pot balabatim distinction, and they saw that as compelling because of the svara. I don't know. But so if you look at the Chayadam, this is on page 8, but the Chayadam says, right, very explicitly, he says, Yesh mekomot shemikin leknot palter mishal goyim mogin v'alto Yisrael de'en kiruv adar kol kach even to osek b'munato. Right, the reason, the logic to permit it is because it's not as romantic, right, because he's involved in his work. Now, what's further interesting is that at least some poskim express, despite the fact that simple pshat in the Gemara and the Bavli is that we reject the whole thing, there continues to be a discomfort over this heter. And in two senses, right? One, exactly. So if you look, for example, continuing in the Shach and Tet, Katvad Hachronim V'Rav B'Torah Chatos, Vabach, same place where we were, just on the left-hand side. Vabach, shekein, nitbashir aminog, miyukotav betor chata, b'shem poskim, devaser, yimei tshuva, yisli zhar pachal of the chavim. One indication that we didn't abandon it is, and maybe we'll talk about this more next time, but is the minhag that emerges that's already quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that's still quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that during a certain mechuva you're supposed to have Pat Yisrael. Whether there's a minhag to be machmir only a Pat Yisrael during a certain mechuva, which shows that we didn't completely abandon the value. Right? No, aseret yimei tshuva. 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. B'cheinit bar barachayim zim roshri bet umiyu nir deis lezar av kolim Rosh Hashanah. And the Shach is more machmir. And he quotes several of the Rishonim who says shalolikach pacho v'chavim min apal terechel yesh pal Yisrael lo shapar v'cham yaveh yoter dashari. And he says, and maybe you shouldn't buy pat akum, pat palter even, unless either one, there's no alternative. Now he admits, like the Shulta Gibarim that we already saw, I believe we saw this, that if the non-Jewish bread is higher quality, that's enough to count that there isn't available. But the point is he maintains some semblance of it being forbidden, right? He doesn't actually accept the simple pshat of the Bavli, which is we throw it out, or what's the alternative? Or the simple pshat of the Bavli is it should be usher, but people couldn't handle it. Right, which implies, is it that people can handle and therefore it evaporates, or people can handle it? So it's not formally usher, but something remains at some level, and therefore it's better to avoid it if you can. Okay, maybe we'll be pretty makil if there's nothing of comparable quality. However, not everyone agrees with that. And if you look at the Ben Ish Chai disagrees. The Ben Ish Chai says, Yesh Mekilin, Liknot, Minapalter Goya feel sheyesh pat palter Yisrael Matsui. Chenogim Pai Irenu Baghdad. Said some people are makil even when there is Jewish bread available, and that's the Minog in Baghdad. Look, no be palter goya be shamatsui pat Yisrael. Why? What would be the logic? So the Kavachayim says, look. The simple reality he claimed where he lived would just, even if you can easily get bread from the Jewish baker, at least where he was, if everybody decided to buy from the Jewish baker, there would not be enough bread, which means that there is inherent scarcity. And because we've already seen that even the shittot who require a certain level of necessity, that they're what counts as necessity is pretty low, right? The fact that we do that shows that we didn't, right, that we're willing to be makel. But again, the fact that the Shach is holding on to this, and the fact that in a certain Yimei Tshuva there is this minhag to only have Pat Yisrael does show that maybe either we didn't fully abandon it, or maybe we did, but we recognize, the Gemara says, we abandoned it because people couldn't handle it. That doesn't mean there isn't a value here. Right, so the combination of the fact that it's a substantive isser, right, that tries to prevent chatnut, combined with the fact that the Gemara's own story is that it should be usser, but people couldn't handle it, leads the poskim to not be so comfortable with grabbing every head there just because they can. Right, and I think that all I wanted to do at least today was to get that phenomenon in your head, right, to understand that textually it's actually very hard how we get to this position. But there's a logic to it, right? So again, is there another version of the Yerushalmi out there that supports this particular textual, this tradition? Very possibly, right? But the fact is the language they're using is very different, right? The language is that they're reading the ethos, right? Or the pathos, I don't know what you want to call it, of the Gemaras and saying, but substantively, right? We don't want to abandon it, or it makes sense to limit it. Okay. Yes. Very good. And that's why I do think that the reason that you see more people doing it, and it is very common, right? So in Israel, it's very common, obviously. But even in England, there are two main hechsherim in London. And as I gather it, Kedasya is machmir on both Pas Yisrael and Chodesh Yashin issues. The bread, the great old grain rather than the new grain, which is more important at any rate, but I'm pretty sure Kedasya is machmir on both. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it is machmir on both. In Israel, it's very rare that you're going to find things with not Pas Yisrael, I think. I'm pretty sure. I mean, imported stuff, maybe. Um, Now again, Shulchan Aruch says that Yesh Misha Omer the Makom Shein Paltar Matzui Klal Mutar Fiu Shil Balabatit. Right? He does note, and I guess we'll end with this for now, is that in Sifchet, Shulchan Aruch does say that there are people who hold that if there is no baker, you can even use balabatim. And the Ramah says, "V'einzar lahamtin al pat kasher v'cheinogin." You don't even have to wait. Meaning, if there's nothing, even if you could bake new bread, you don't even have to do that. But what does that indicate? That we didn't fully reject the idea that the Isser was lifted entirely. Because when push comes to shove, and it doesn't need that much of a shove, because the Ramah says, yeah, all it means is I don't have to wait. Then I can't even have pat akum, right? Pat balabatim. So on the one hand, you have all this language saying we only for permit pat palter. But then Shulchan Aruch says, unless there isn't even pat palter, and then you can buy balabatim. The Ramah says, yeah, and what does it mean? Necessary? Necessary means you have to wait, like enough time to make a loaf of bread. How long does it take? An hour? Right? Nevertheless, the Ramah says, well, that's enough pressure. Right? Which shows that, and this is why it's very unclear, like, what is the halacha? Did we accept the Havamina of the Yerushalmi? Or did we accept the Havamina of the Yerushalmi to say that this is what you should do? It's not absolutely Mechuyav, but push come to shove, we'll be willing to accept the simple Pshat of the Bavli and our version of the Yerushalmi, which is that even Pat Balabatim is Mutter, but we're not willing to jump to that Heter. The Chachmat Adam, on the other hand, thinks that Shulchan Aruch would disagree and would think that we follow the same standards that we do for Netil Yadayim that we talked about in the Yerushalmi. That if you're traveling and you'll get somewhere within 4 mil, then you have to wait to get it. And if you're not planning on traveling, you have to wait a mil. Right? So if you could get it with an 18-minute walk or drive, then you'd have to get it. And if you're traveling, you'd have to wait 72 minutes. Right? So he's not willing to, right? So this is how he understands the right? And the Sefer Akashrut argues that, yeah, basically, if there's no, there's nothing around, there's not kosher food, and there's not a baker, non-Jewish baker, and the only thing you can get is kosher bread cooked by a balabat, by it, then you would be allowed to rely on this halacha. But again, the idea that la halacha, we sort of accept the Havamina of the Yerushalmi, and sort of accept the Maskana of the Pavli, and sort of integrate it in a way that reflects attention to the value behind it, to chatnut, and the fact we didn't completely abandon it, and recognize this is all only under pressure. And again, the fact that we still have this minhag to be machmir during a seder meitshuva, which the Shach quoted that we saw, but it's also brought in Hilchot Rosh Hashanah and Shulchan Aruch. If you look on 7, right, that af mi she'eino nizor mipad shel akum aser meitshuva tzarech lehizayir. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say you should, tzarich, that you must. Even one who doesn't normally hold of this, Shulchan Aruch holds that you have to keep it during a certain mechuba, and the Mishnah Berurah clarifies that means afil mi pat palter. Afil mi pat palter shel goy. And if you can't do that, he says, do something. Right? If you can't do that, then at least be machsher the oven and throw in a kisam. Right? Throw in the splinter, which means that he's saying, look, do what you can. But again, which means that what do you see from the poskim is that even though they recognize hetir, they're acknowledging that the fact that we're making is b'dieved, because there's still a logic driving it, and it was only because we had to that we were making, and therefore, despite the fact that the simple pshat on the Bavli is we just don't hold of it anymore, the way halacha develops, exactly. And I think that's actually very powerful. And this goes back to Rudy's point, which is, but wait a second. If my beautiful neighbor comes over with something she got, yes. The point is that despite what's true on the books, all the poskim are saying it, but don't just do what's mutter. be more machmir. And again, I think that cuts the point, as the Rambam says. Why are we doing this? Because this is about chadnut. So have a head on your shoulders and don't just abandon because formally you can. Right? And that's what I want. That was my goal today, was to get this thesis across to you, is that the poskim, despite the textual evidence we have in the Bavli and our version of the Yerushalmi, the poskim really push back on the idea that we're just totally makil, and they say, no, it's only a palter, and even if you want to be mater, balabatim, that's only under pressure. We can argue about how much pressure, but only under pressure, and during a seris mechuvah, it's best to avoid it at all, right? Which recognizes that they're not willing to abandon it 100%. Okay, let me give philosophy.